Travel Writers Radio. You're with Adeline Ung and Veronica Matheson. Well, that AIM, Veronica Matheson caught up with Louisiana Sinclair of Captain Cook Cruises 12 months on from the devastating cyclone that significantly impacted the country's tourism economy.
For a moment there, we thought that after the cyclone, the numbers had decreased a little bit, but the people of Fiji, the Fijians are really good. They're fast to turn around. Yes, we go through a devastating time during the cyclones, but we also know that, you know, we really have to turn around to get Fiji back in order and back up there for tourists to come back.
Yes, because you've had a little bit of bad luck along the way, haven't you?
Oh, we certainly have. We normally keep a good eye on the weather, and that's why we've always got another route in which we can sail away from the cyclone, sail away from the bad weather.
Tell me about Captain Cook's Cruises.
So Captain Cook Cruises is Fiji's cruise line. We have been in operation in Fiji for a little over 20 years now. We have the Reef Endeavour, which is the overnight cruising vessel that can accommodate to 130 passengers, which is great for individual travellers and group travellers, also for groups and incentives. And we've also got two tall ships, the Rama Rama and the Spirit of the Pacific.
Have they got sails?
Yes, they are. They do have sails, but they're also motored by engine, because there are certain days where there's not enough wind, but when there is, yes, she cuts through the water.
And do the passengers on board, can they help with the sails?
They can. You know, on days where it's not so, where the winds aren't so strong, we encourage the passengers to assist us, and they all get in it.
Oh, that would be a lot of fun.
Do you see the kids coming in and trying to help, and the dads all coming in and trying to help as well? It's for most of them, it's the first time. The tall ships now are very much limited to cruising on the day passengers. And we have one more called the Fiji One, which is a sailing catamaran. So with the Rama Rama and the Spirit of the Pacific, they service our private island called Tivua. And we have the day cruise that operates 7 days a week. So you do a departure at 10 o'clock in the morning and returns at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And is great also for conference and MICE markets. So if you are conferencing at the resorts on Denarau or even as far as the new Momi Marriott or Intercontinental, they can travel up to Denarau daily and we can take them out to the beautiful Tivua Island. We work very closely with the conference organizers in chartering the island. So if you're on Denarau and staying at, you know, the other properties on Denarau or down the Coral Coast and you wanted a day out, you know, a leisure day out for your conference group, we can do that. So you could have cabanas on the beach, you could have cocktail beach bars. We work with Adrenaline Fiji, they bring in their jet skis, their parasailing boats, and we have that all happening right out the front. It's spectacular, beautiful scenery, absolutely beautiful island, great snorkeling. We've got an amazing dive site. We've gone and sunk a pilot ship, so we've got a brand new dive site out there, wreck dive. And we also do dinner cruises on the Fiji One. We've also just recently launched a lazy lunch cruise.
Oh, that sounds great.
Oh,
I like
it
that
is,
one.
It is. And so for the conference market, they can conference in the mornings. And then in the afternoon, they depart for the lazy lunch cruise at 12:30. So that has been a hit. They go out at 12:30 and they cruise back in with a sunset as your backdrop at around 6 p.m.
That's a lazy lunch.
Oh, it certainly is.
So tell me, with the conference market, if you were going to have a conference in Fiji, I mean, to me it seems the ideal thing, go there, go on a ship and cruise around the island so you can have your conference and you can also, as you say, do a little bit of sightseeing and a little bit of sunbaking.
That's right. With the Reef Endeavour, it departs and arrives at Port Denarau. We have 3-night cruises, 4 nights and 7 nights. We also do the 11-night, but the conference market would much prefer doing the 3 or 4. So you depart for 3-night cruises within the Mamanuthas and the Southern Yasawa group of islands, and the 4 nights is more of the Yasawa groups. So when you're cruising out there, every morning you wake up to a new beach. You know, it's just fabulous. And with the conference groups, they go out there and conference for no more than 2 hours or 3 hours, and then they spend the day on the beach.
So I'd imagine that everybody brings their partner.
Most of them do, yes.
And can you handle children as well?
That's no problem. We've got childminders, and that's at no extra cost.
Australians love going to Fiji, especially families. Children are so well received and
that's
have
right.
such fun there. So tell me about the food on board. Is it sort of traditional food?
Oh, we have a bit of Asian fusion. We can also have traditional food. So the crew, from the head chef to the kitchen hands, the galley hands, they are all locals. They have been out cross-trained with some of the resorts. And so because they've done that, we're able to offer a good variety of food on board. Yeah, so when we stop off at one of the villages, we have the lorvo as a meal.
And what about entertainment in the evening?
Oh, I would say that we have a pretty talented crew on board, so our crew are our entertainers as well.
So tell me, on a four-day conference, where would you go?
Four-day conference, by far, would be, I think, well, I personally feel the attractions would be up in the Yasawas, but again, it is at the choice of the organizer. If they wanted to stay within the Mamanuther groups, that's fine. You can do the Mamanuthers. One of the places that is a must-see in the Mamanuthers is Maundariki Island, which is where Tom Hanks' movie Castaway was filmed. Otherwise, up in the Yasawas, the Blue Lagoon movie that was done by Brooke Shields. Yep, that's also another must-see and beautiful, beautiful island.
So would some people go for a conference and then would they get their family to join them so that they could do another cruise that wasn't a conference?
Listen, that's great for when you're doing the three-night cruise, because immediately after the three nights we have the four nights. So if you are conferencing on the three nights, that would then come back into port, and if you have family joining you, they can then join you on the four nights.
That's very smart.
Oh, yes, it is. Yeah.
Tell me about Fiji itself now. If someone has been to a conference and then they want to go and explore Fiji, where would you recommend them to go? Would they go to Suva, the capital? Would they go to Nandi? What would they do?
What I have recommended to a few people is get in a car, hire a car, and drive around the island. Fiji is very small. You can drive around the island in one day, or you could go up the north coast. They've got some beautiful beaches there and great accommodation. And if you're into diving, it's great for diving as well. So you can spend a night there and then head back in around the King's Highway through Suva and back to Nandi.
And what is the driving like? Is there only one road, or can you go off on little roads?
There is the one main road, the main highway. But yeah, you can take off into little roads as well.
So what is it like driving around Fiji if you decide to take a holiday after your conference? They will get a welcome wherever they stop, will they?
Oh, they certainly will. If you're a tourist in Fiji and you're driving through the village, yell out Mbula and see how you will get the response.
Veronica Matheson with Louisiana Sinclair.